Blog Talk Radio.
This is a calling in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wasn't this the reveal to us in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I? Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I the First. Bring me my sons and daughters from afar, everyone that is called by my name, Rastafari, in the form of 500 families, to occupy 500 acres of land, to establish a model city to the world in the land of Ethiopia. The Ethiopian World Federation was established in the United States of America by His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I the First. This is not a calling for the United States. It's a calling for all the children of the diaspora.
It's a call.
Sunday night, and it is the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, Commer Incorporated, Local 26, with your host, with the most, the Empress, the Queen herself, Sister Sadie Gomez, and her technical support, Dr. James W. Wimborne. Let's give them a nice hand and welcome them.
Thank you so very much, Dr. Robinson, for your warm welcome. This is Lady Women of Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, Local 26, from the Women Auxiliary, coming to you live and live this Sunday as we meet and greet and have a wonderful Sunday evening in chat. I must say, happy first day of the new year for all Ethiopian women abroad. We are celebrating our new year. It's the first day of such a celebration, so we are indeed in festive mood. It is wonderful. I went to the park today. I don't know why. Something said to me, oh, you should go out. I went out, and I met a sister who actually was introduced to the Federation 20 years ago, and she asked me a question, did the Federation get your building yet? I said, oh, not yet. I said, but things have changed a little, and it's hopeful. So she is interested. I hope she comes in tonight, call, or she may just come as a silent listener. But just to say, I was outside and was able to talk about the Federation and questions were asked. Because I seem to be in that kind of area where a lot of the culture takes place, their drumming and stuff like that. So it's a wonderful night. Our conversation, however, is about the virus. We are looking at the fact that the COVID-19 virus has been with us for, it's going to be like 2 years, but very conflicting as to what we are being told. We are told if we have a vaccine, we don't need to worry. But yes, if you have a vaccine, you cannot be up and down and about without a mask. Now we are hearing that the ones who have the mask are the ones who are terminating those who have had the vaccine. It's a little confusion. But what is for sure, people are dying. We know this for sure. And it's a case where, with observation, what do you observe? What do you see? So, Dr. Ramislav, I'll put you on the spot to give me some information about what you're feeling about the virus at this time. It's been with us for a year and a half now, but for the first year, we had one feeling about it, one sort of acceptance. We heard if a vaccine come into play, we'll be all right. But here we are. So I want you to weigh in on the subject this evening.
Yes. I want to also mention that, unfortunately, our good brother, Professor Gregory Hall, from Read More, Let's Get It Together and Read More Now, show for Saturday night, 7 to 9, has passed. And to my understanding, it was a variant, COVID-19, contributing factor as well. So, in that instance, it touched home. You know, I've lost family members as well. So it touched home. It touched home. It's real, you know. And a gentleman had said one time, which makes a lot of sense to me, he said, irregardless which side of the fence you're on about the virus, whether it's the pro or the con, the left or the right, you know, he said, number one, whatever side you're on, people are dying. That's not a fallacy. That's not a fantasy. That's not irregularity. It is specifically something that's happening. So I look at it from different perspectives, you know, because right now, in terms of the data, the research, the medical research data is not clear to me, because I'm hearing things from different people in the medical field. You know, you're hearing from other scientists, epidemiologists, people working laboratory research on viruses. They got these people, they call them, virologists or something like that. You know, so I guess they specifically, that's what they study, that's what they know, that's what they do. So you have a lot of misinformation. And I really was talking the other night on Coach Morale's show, Life and Leadership, and I was saying to people that, you know, specifically to identify a specific era, a specific problem, or to give you specific directions is very difficult. The best thing that one can do is, number one, stay prayed up. Number two, protect yourself by all means. You might look stupid. Wear a mask all the time. Keep your body clean. You're substantially amount of time. Spend a lot of substantial amount of time cleaning your hands. Take vitamin D, vitamin C, you know, whatever, you know, herbs and turmeric and spices and whatever you need to keep yourself protected. I truly believe this thing is serious enough that the world's the World Health Organization, the CDC, all of these environmental studies, study laboratories, all of these medical concentrated communities, based on researching this, I believe we must research homeopathic medicine and natural healing and herbs and vitamins. We must take that as an alternative, because that way those people who do not want to take the virus for many different reasons. Some of it's health concerns that people have, the reason they're not taking it, you know, it creates blood clots and you're creating blood clots in your brain in different areas, and people are dying that way as well. So there's a lot of reason why people are anti-vaccination. They're not trusting it. And at the same token, we can't just walk around and do nothing. We have to protect ourselves some way, somehow. And the government is being very very biased when they just stick with the medical community, the pharmaceutical community, the epidemiologists and researchers, and not offer an alternative. I'm not saying just give people homeopathic medicine and natural healing and herbs. I'm saying research it. Research it and see how we can use it. Just like we found that marijuana could be turned into hemp, which could have medicinal purposes, which could have medical purposes. And we found ways to use it now in cookies and medicines and it's plant-based for different things. So the same way we did that, the same way we can research homeopathic medicine, herbs, and spices that help people over the years. We can go back 200 years, 100, even 100 years, and we can find that there wasn't a large number of people in the society, in the world, that were on pharmaceutical products. And pills and you know, liquids and all these things that they're giving people now. We didn't have that back 100 years ago. Maybe even 50 years ago, right here in the United States, in certain states in the South, you didn't have access to professional practitioners in the medical field. You had to rely on a woman who knew herbs. When you got sick down in the South, even when I was growing up, they had to call her a certain, I forgot the name of the woman, they would call this woman, and she would come and she would put some herbs together and give you, and 9 times out of 10, the people were healed. So we have to offer that to people as well. I believe if we offer the homeopathic medicine, the natural healing medicine, the herbs, I believe that will cover everybody, everybody will be stronger. And I think the pharmaceutical industry, the medical industry, and the governments are being very biased by not doing research in homeopathic medicine and natural herbs as a way of getting everybody protected. We should have that option as well. So we live in a democracy. We live in this wonderful democracy they keep talking about. So let's act like we live in a democracy. We live in a civilized society. Let's act like it. So it's very difficult to give people specific to take the virus, to not take the vaccine. It's the data is not clear. It's not really, you know, you don't have enough information to make a decision like that. So I basically tell people, you have to, number one, go to a medical practitioner. Whether your intentions are taking the vaccine or not, I go. I get myself tested. Okay, because you know you feel feverish, you feel bad right now all the time. I'm feeling bad all the time, a little sickly, but I know it's not that because I go to the practitioner, I get the exam, and it's not COVID. If it is COVID, I want to know, because if I go to a healer, a homeopathic medicine healer, or go to the natural healing route or the herbs and whatnot, at least I need to know what I'm dealing with, because even they need to know what to put together to help me. And there are homeopathic medicine and natural herbs that you can take that would help you build your immune system to be stronger and to help protect you in a natural way. The Bible said the body will be healed by herbs, spices, and vegetables and food. And the Bible said the body will heal itself. It's a natural healer. I mean, it's in the Bible. And medical researchers that do not see the vaccine as a good practice of a medical methodology, they are saying that the body needs to be built. The built-in mechanism in the bodies right now that attack the white blood cells, that attack the immune system, that attack foreign bodies that come in your body, need to be enhanced stronger. They need, because most people have a weak immune system for whatever reason. Even if you're in excellent physical condition, even if you have 1 percentile fat on your body, and you have excellent muscle mass, and you're in good, you can run X amount of miles a day, do X amount of push-ups, and you're young, a young guy had all of that. I don't know if anybody remember this young 25-year-old kid. He was a football star, and he was only had 1 percentile of fat on his body. He was in excellent condition. He had no health problem whatsoever. He had no pills or nothing. He caught the virus, and he died. So I'm just saying, beware. Be aware of your environment. Be aware of your physical condition. It's more than ever we need to know. Do we need to go to the doctor and say, hey, doc, I want to check my immune system. They can do that. They can tell you where your immune system is deficient, and they can let you know what areas in your immune system you need to increase, and they can suggest over-the-counter, a pharmacy, go to the pharmacy, over-the-counter, vitamins, as well as, you know, we can talk to our homeopathic people, our natural healing people, about what herbs and spice herbs that we could take to enhance our system. So we need to do more. We need to do more, people. We need to really not just sit back and say, oh, I don't want to get vaccinated. I'm not getting vaccinated, and have an anti-vaccination behavior. But we need to find alternatives in order. I've seen too many people personally that I know, family and friends, that have passed away just because they didn't want to get vaccine and they didn't do any alternatives. So my thing, please, find an alternative. Go to the doctor, even if you don't have intentions of getting vaccinated, but at least know what your physical body is doing, how your physical body is functioning, whether you have deficiencies in this and whether you're over-efficiency in that. Know what your body is content to. Know what your body is exposed to. Know your body's condition. That's very important. Especially people who have compromising conditions, people with cardiovascular problems, people with obesity, people with extensive heart problems. I have a heart murmur, and enlarged heart, so I know that's the area which I have to keep myself protected. Okay, people who smoke, people who drink too much, your system has been compromised. You know, people who overeat. You know, there's many things that we do to decrease the ability. People who have insulin problems. You don't have to be diabetic to have an insulin problem as well. Okay, you have to be a chain smoker to have cardiovascular problems. You know, so if you smoke weed or whatever, you still need to know the conditions of your lifestyle. If you don't get a lot of sleep, if you're a very angry and stressful environment, if you're angry all the time and you're yelling and screaming and you find yourself always angry, that's a great heart. That stress is a killer, but it also deletes the ability of the immune system to perform well. So, brothers and sisters, be aware of your body. Be aware of your physical condition. Know what it is biologically. Go to the practitioners, get the exams, and get the reports, because the reports come back, they tell you everything about the chemical imbalance of your body, about the physical condition that you're in, and where you need help and where you don't, and then go get some natural healing if you're not into pharmaceuticals and pills and et cetera. I think that's the best thing, Sister Sadie, that I could say.
Thank you so very much, Dr. Robinson. Always very good input. As our board is right for this evening, I'm going to open the mic of some of the callers. As our conversation goes, strengthen the immune system, thing we can do. So,
yeah.
All right, so I'll open the mic up, 332-216. Your mic is open, please.
probably got to unmute themselves.
Yes, call it 332-216-898. Your mic is open. Okay, call it 347-880. Your mic is open. You can join the show.
Greetings and blessings. I'd like to hear Mr. Robinson with his full explanation of the problems that we have in this society. And I honor the people that are doing honorable things. Because when we're doing honorable things, we can write them down and let people know, because other people see what's honorable and know what's honorable. And Mr. Robinson gave a good presentation this evening on the subject point that we have coming with this new kind of virus that's coming in now to blame the people. But we have new ways of correcting ourselves. And what we have to do is strengthen the parts of our bodies that is not strengthened, you know. But what they're saying now, for you to get big jobs with the federal government or the state or the city, I don't want the city or the state get it yet. See if you're going to get that opportunity to do greater things than the norm, to help employ your people in the community, have a training program where that they have some things to bring them up to a level. Because we have too much people not doing much, and they're getting sick, and we are seeing the people who are not getting sick, they are doing something for themselves. They're not doing nothing for nobody else. We, the people that are doing something for other people, are showing the facts around it that we have to embrace and bring the good people together. And what I'm saying, Mr. Robinson has been a person who stand with me for a long time. And truth and right have to come out of everything that we do. It's not something that I going to do that going to persecute somebody and lie to somebody. Because God gave me 3 sons after 50. You see what I'm saying? And I feel very good that he has blessed me up to this point that I don't have no gray hair on top of my head. Very little. So what I'm saying, he has blessed me. And we're learning about new things with the sight. How to get the sight, because that's my problem. My eyes bother me, so I don't bother with that. But now I'm seeing ways that I'm getting my sight together and I'm able to help other people get their things together. And this is new. This is something coming from the sea. And it's a type of weed that we're going to be able to use and put in things to be able to bring people together. So we know what the people want. Because we're doing research in different areas where we have to get people more together than the norm. Because we, at this point, need a good opportunity to bring people more together. Because this opportunity we have in the U.S. right now is a good opportunity for us to bear it and not persecute people that you feel that you're, because that you have a little weakness here and there. You just persecute them because you feel that you're right. Not feeling you're right is doing right. And so we are proud this evening on 26th as the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. We are locally in the New York area, Manhattan, as so-called, and we are organizing from that point up to this point to be able to bring people together all around. And the amount of people that I bring to this federation, it should be conducted and let the other people in that say they have people. Let us see them. Bring them up to the floor. Don't just say I have people. Talk to them in advance and bring them up to the floor. Copy the constitution, give them, and let them study it, that they can see the viewpoints of it. And we that are dealing with all the brothers in the federation, we are honored and proud that the things that we learn from them, we go back and do research on it. And we're looking forward to bring forward good people. Because I have a clean police record. I have a building. I had 20 family building. I had 16 family building right beside it. And this is in the 80s, 180 1980s and them years, the 80, from 80 to 88. But because of my doing in business, white people put me down because I'm stand up. I didn't go back. And I learned carpentry well that I was able to teach it to people. This is what I do. From 1973, 74, I'm teaching carpentry and I have 5,000 men in the carpenters union. So what I'm saying, I know that I'm doing this. Them little things that Sergi talk about, I'm not even going with him because he's a young guy. He don't know about this. When I'm doing construction, I have 40 men and a $1 million job. He wasn't around. He wasn't able to carry to white man and get 70-something thousand. Think that's money? Cash. So when we start out doing things with the bigger brothers who have done things in this society, we're going to be able to bring our people more together.
Mr. Ian Brown, this evening, I was about the COVID virus and how it affects us. So this conversation, you have to wait until we have our meeting on Tuesday. This is not the platform to express this sort of thing. With all due respect, we're talking about the COVID-19 virus and how it has affected us. This is our Sunday evening show, and we speak about the fact about our food and how we should live rather than say diet, but how we should live it within this year time. What I have seen, the fact to deal with, COVID-19 is real. People are dying, and it's real. I know a lot of people who even practice good health was affected by the COVID-19 virus, and they were taken down for 2-3 weeks, and they tell me it's such is a very painful thing, and no one would even wish it on anybody. But at this time, we see that the hospitals are filling back up from how the news are reporting. So we are trying to figure out at this time, the vaccinated ones are claiming that the non-vaccinated ones will make them sick. And this doesn't seem to make any sense at all. Because if you are vaccinated, it means you have the virus in your system to build up antibodies to fight against the virus should you get it. So if who is going to make who sick? And then if it is that the vaccine you're given is not strong enough, here comes the booster shots that they're talking about. How many booster shots would we be given if we take the vaccine? Nothing seems to be adding up in the right way as we would possibly like it to be, because no one really wants to die, and we know we have taken vaccines before, but just to know that this isn't really a vaccine, but some sort of serum that they're placing into your body. So here comes the fear factor and the health risk. For people who have never been...
She put extra hot sauce on it.
And Sister Sadie, I just want to say very quickly as well, the states are telling other people they will pay them $10,000 to spy and to tell the government when their neighbors are not vaccinated. And this is also going to turn people against each other.
This is Nazi Germany.
Right. That's the new plan, ladies and gentlemen. The new plan, the new war that's coming down the pike is the vaccinated against the unvaccinated. And so that's what we need to be preparing for. But the other thing I think is important, I saw some information this week where in Canada they are getting rid of licenses, the driver's license.
Oh, yeah.
They're getting rid of the health card. And so everything now will be done based on your QR code from your shot. So they are starting to admit that what they have injected you with is a device. And so we're not getting into the deaths, because obviously people are dying. People have died. People have died of COVID. I think we can have a discussion on the numbers, if the numbers are as factual as they told us that they are. There's some that say that perhaps maybe they aren't. We cannot ignore the fact that there are those people that are dying, even after they've taken the shot, and then there's a number of people that are dying from the shot. The state of West Virginia is the governor. We're saying that there's been an increase in death amongst vaccinated people. It's up 20%. There's been an increase in death of people who died from the vaccination. It's up 25%. I didn't say this. This is the governor of West Virginia on television telling people this. So we have to walk a thin line, really, and we can't tell anybody what to do. I know that I can't tell anybody. I wouldn't dare tell anyone what to do. But there's a lot of information that I believe that they're withholding from us. I believe that a lot of stuff that we have been hearing about for years are starting to happen. I have said to people on this show and others that they are paying farmers to destroy their crops. They're paying them more money to destroy the crop. They are orchestrating a famine so that it can be, and please, I tell you, don't believe me. Think that I'm the dumbest person in the world. Please think that I am a loony too. And go and verify it for yourself. Go do the research for yourself. Go look it up for yourself. Don't take my word from it. All right? It was on the cover of the New York Post. On the cover of the New York Post, Fauci lied. Okay? That's mainstream. That's mainstream media. So we have to take all of these things under consideration. I think that Dr. Robinson has given us our best solution, and that is to explore those natural remedies. But my concern is that even if we are healed from those natural remedies, it's not going to protect us from the other things that are still coming down the pike, because it looks like you're not going to be able to fly without this vaccine. You're not going to be able to do anything without this vaccine. This vaccine is really amounting up to be the mark of the beast, because you're not going to be able to do anything with it. Buy food. If they're getting ready to drive a license, that means you have no more ID. Your shot is your ID. And these are things that are happening, and these are things that the people are talking about all around the world. We must be prepared for them, because it looks like things of our worst imagination are about to come into fruition. And a lot of us are still caught up on petty idiosyncrasies. When we have such a big mission, when we have such a big thing before us that we need to take care of and get on top of, for real, even as the Ethiopian World Federation, we have a mandate in our constitution to work together to stop the annihilation of black people. And this is what is happening in front of our face. And it's about to get worse, because they're building up for, like I said, this war of vaccinated against unvaccinated. But I must be stupid if I'm going to believe that you've been able to catch something from me, you've been vaccinated, and you're still worrying about catching something from me. What was the point? You got booster shots. What was the point? Was it some type of exercise in control? Was it some type of exercise in obedience? And I'm hearing all type of horrible things about cutting the grid and cutting the power and everything going back to this QR code. That the money, we've been talking for years about the money, the dollar, the fiat money crashing. Well, looks like they're about to crash the fiat dollar and put everything on this cryptocurrency. And so this cryptocurrency is an electronic currency. And how are they going to chart it? They're going to chart it through your microchip. your MR code. We need to wake up, people. We really, I hope people are really listening to me, that we become focused and we're able to put aside our small little petty objectives and think big. And think big, because if we don't think big, I don't want to be the prophet of doom. We're in a whole lot of trouble. Back to the host. I'm sorry for saying, but
not a problem, Dr. Yeah. Rendon. You can always take an extra 2 minutes on my show. I wouldn't charge you.
So
but
much,
keep
so
up,
much
keep
down from you. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, this I've always tried to. Whether you know people agree with me or not, I always try to give it out just as I see it and just as I understand it. And I understand that there are always going to be people that disagree with you. You know, I'm good with that. It comes with the job. So I just, again, like I said, I tell people, don't believe me. I'm a liar, okay? Prove that I'm a liar. Go out and do your research yourself. Look and see what happened. Look and see. Google. See if they're paying the farmers off. See if they're paying the oil companies off. There's oil truckers all over the internet saying they don't understand. They're picking up their loads and they're being paid to dump it on the side of the road, in the river. They're dumping the oil. They're making videos about it. You can hear them calling their bosses, asking them, like, what's going on? I just got this order, and it's telling me to dump the load. What is that about? And you can hear the guy got his boss on speaker saying, listen, don't ask no questions. This is what we were told to do, so just do it. Farmers talking about how the government is giving them more money to destroy their crops. And if they don't destroy, they're not going to buy them. And now they're going to lose money. But if you destroy them, we're going to give you more money. They're online talking about, why would they be doing that? We need to wake up. We need to find out why they're setting up all of these camps, these FEMA camps being set up all around the country and around the world. Why are they setting up FEMA camps? Why do all of these FEMA camps have thousands of caskets that come with them? Why?
Dr. Winborn, I like how you're going down the line, but there's a little sentence that says obvious things that I've mentioned. So when we see 1 million caskets line up in a Kmart car park, we don't have to ask why. That's to put 1 million dead bodies in there. And
right.
We wondered what catastrophe would have come and take place to see these deaths in such a magnitude and such a big order. But what is happening within the next year or so, a lot of people, especially the elderly, is going to succumb to the very jab that they took. Because right then, those little robots are going to get together and make a big family inside your bloodstream, and you will succumb to that. So there are the caskets. Who's going to bury all these people? And you're not going to get any lawsuit when your relatives die. So the FEMA camps will have to offer to bury the dead because it's going to come in that type of magnitude. So we can no longer wonder why. What we can hope is we are not scheduled to go into one of those little black boxes because they have 1 million and more. They're expecting a large amount of people to fall.
Right. Like, what are you preparing for? How do you know all of these people going to die?
Prediction.
How do you know this? Say that again? I didn't
hear you. They're predicting. They're sitting
right
down, and these laboratories people and these scientists, these epidemiologists, they're studying. They already – people think that all these deaths are by, you know, these numbers of deaths are by assumption. No. These scientists, these doctors, they sit down and the purpose of studying a disease is also to know how many people are going to die from it. So they know how many people are going to die, people. So they're predicting when they get the 100 million or 10 million or 1 million caskets and they're putting it out in public view, they're letting you know, we know this many people are going to die. So they're predicting the deaths because they know by design. They know exactly what they did and they know exactly what's going to transpire thereafter. So there's nobody doing anything for prevention. there's really no real, I mean, we think certain things are preventive methodology, but it's not always, it's not that. Because if you're developing a prevention system, and at the same time you're developing a prediction of death, that means you already understand that your prevention system don't have no means of resolving the issue. Think about it.
Mm-hmm. Right, you know ahead of time that you're what you're telling people is not the truth, and so your prevention is not working. So you're preparing for the latter. And this looks like what they are doing. And so what I'm saying is we just got to be prepared for it. What are you going to do? What are you doing? What are you going to do? The gentleman asked a question, and it's him. What are you going to do when you go into the store and there's no food in the store? There's no water in the store. There's no groceries. And you haven't prepared. You haven't prepared because you're home looking at the bachelorette. You home digging up on a bachelor paradise and all kind of nonsense, and the world is dying all around you. And you don't even realize.
What we have to realize, however, the world as we know it has changed. 2020, when we were told to stay inside, don't come outside, that was the ultimate reset. It is now 2021. The world is not the same as we used to know it. This is a
right.
precursor of the times to come, the very end as we see in Revelation. So that mark of the beast is a trial run. Because one day that mark of the beast is going to come, it's going to be our reality. And Christians, or so-called Christians, will lose their head. God's children will start to fight for his in God's army. But it's going to be a terrible time upon the earth as we have never seen before. Imagine a place where you can't even put a seed into the ground. It's a concrete jungle. No food on the shelves, no water, no lights. It will be worse than a third world country. But this is things to come, and prophecy has told us about it. Pay attention to the words of, careful words of Dr. Winborn. For who wishes to still stay on an unelevated level within their thoughts and their action? We are now going through a different time. We have to elevate ourselves. It's a spiritual war happening. Mental illness is on the rise. Black men are even losing their manhood left, right, and center. I was outside, I saw so much black men shifting their waists. It disturbed me, but I said, you know, it is a time to come, and this too has to come. We're going to have Sodom and Gomorrah before us. Men are going to proposition men to even marry them. It is the days of the last days. Remember Lot, when the two angels visit Lot. What did they do? They asked Lot, send out the two men that visit you. Lot said, no. He said, if you want, I'll give you my daughters, and you can have your way with them. They said, no, send out those two men. Right? So here we are in a time where we are going to see it happening again. Because so it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. I try not preaching tonight. So what is happening, we have to prepare ourselves for this deadly time. It's a time where we have to stand and fight against the evil forces of destruction that has come upon the earth. So now, what are we going to do among brethren and sisters? We have to come together as one to understand what time it really is. And the Ethiopian World Federation allows us an umbrella to run under when this heavy storm comes. So brethren, you know, what we need to do is just unite within. I've been doing my part for sisterhood because I met a wonderful sister this evening. I asked if she was calling. I don't know if she's listening silently. Her name is Wuleti, a wonderful Ethiopian. I can spot them from under a tree, you know. And she supported us. So I'm hoping, you know, this is a sister I'm going to bring to the fold. She knows about the Federation 20 years ago because she was in the days of Penny Cook, and she knows about that kind of organization. But she longed, as we spoke, a progressive something. And I told her, I said, listen, it's a new day. The sun is shining, so I want you to come out and see what the Ethiopian Federation is doing presently, because I have a good story to report. I think she's listening quietly because she told me she may not speak, but Sister Wuleti, if you're there and you want to speak at any time, let me know. But Wonderful to have you and to have met you today. A wonderful Ethiopian indeed. Again, I said it's the first day of our new year. 2 days ago was our Happy New Year for all Ethiopians home and abroad. Just to mention, again, our wonderful Sunday evening of talk, we are dealing with the COVID-19 virus and what we are being told and what is real. And to know we have to protect ourselves within our immune system, a buildup of the things we eat, changes we can make. Because what happens is a lot of food brings mucus into our system. And mucus causes inflammation, which at the end causes pain and diseases. So we have to try to rid our bodies of certain type of foods that are not wholesome, but encourage ourselves to adapt to the changes, things like ginger, which you know it gives zinc, things like turmeric, garlics, all those foods are still here with us. You know, oregano, thyme, it's here with us, and we have to practice making use of that type of food and bring it into our liberty rather than, you know, shy away from such foods. Encourage ourselves because a healthy body is a body that, you know, nothing can happen along those sort of way. And if our body is sick, we are at the hands of the doctor, the mercy of the doctor, who we don't know if it's going to get us sicker or make us well. Most times, people go to the doctor, have to go for more than 10 years, and their condition is still the same. I have a friend, she has high blood pressure. She still has high blood pressure. 13 years has passed. She's taking tablets, and she still has high blood pressure. So this is something that we have to embrace in our own self, our health. Okay, the floor is open. You have your, you can join in my host, my guest.
You have other callers came in as well.
Okay, so let's bring them in. I'm not seeing the rest of my board.
646-387.
Well, I've been listening to what everybody has been saying about COVID, and all I know is there is this program out there. There is this program out there to reduce the population of the world. So, and it's real. And COVID is part of it. So, at the same time, I listened to what Dr. Winborn said. We have to be very careful and alert. You know, this COVID is very real. And as we all know now, actually, it was online on YouTube in which one of these politicians was attacking Dr. Fauci, that he was the one who sponsored the creation of the virus. Anyway, however, it's real. We all have to find a way to deal with it. I think it is our own individual responsibility to find a way out to increase our own immune system. Because getting the disease is all about overpowering your immune system. So it's good to get tested, to test yourself. But again, online, there is another information that says the testing mechanism they are using by itself is dangerous. Is that the swab that they are putting inside people's noses are poisonous. That they are made from China, some are made from foreign countries, and these swabs, they contain, I think, methyl oxide that is can damage your brain.
Right.
So this population reduction is real. So it may be possible that some people don't even have the disease while they went for the testing, that's where they are infected. They haven't said that, but that will eventually come up. But what has come up now is that the swab they are putting inside people's noses are poisonous. And people are not raising these issues. So all I can say is population reduction is real. We as the Federation, we have this mandate to see how we can protect ourselves and protect our people and to let them know what is up. Now, if you see them that they are building camps, it's not that they are anticipating the deaths of so many people. It's pre-planned. It's already pre-planned. This thing is real. The deaths of so many people is already pre-planned. So it is our own, we have our own responsibilities to figure out how this thing is coming down, how it has been coming down now. They are using this to force people to take this vaccination. And I believe that's part of the game plan. After we vaccinate everybody, we will tell you you have to get a booster shot. And when they start giving this booster shot, these booster shots will start messing people up. And people will be dropping down like flies. And those people dropping down like flies, those are the caskets they are bringing, they are putting out now. It's meant for those people. So, as I've said, and as I will always say, I don't think I will ever take their vaccination. I don't think so. I'm not taking it. I have to find a way to increase my immune system to protect me. And it is the duty of everybody to do that. Especially when you remember what happened with Tuskegee experiment. These people can do anything to harm us. And it's not only harming black people now. They don't even care about white folks, too. They don't care to get rid of them, too. So, I mean, when people have evilness in them, when they have the devil in them, the devil can make you do anything, you know? You don't have to get paid for it. You will just be doing devilish things. You know, so, and we have, the devil is alive and it's real. And when people are possessed by the demon, they can do anything. They can kill. I mean, you have people killing their own family. If somebody can wipe out their own family, who is you? They can wipe you up. That's when the demon is possessed. Demon possession is real. And unfortunately, it's not only among the poor people, it's among the powerful and rich people. So when you have people at the top who are possessed by the demon, they can do anything. It is our own duty to spot them, to figure out how they are coming after us and how to protect ourselves. Anybody can, that's all I can say. Anybody has, the floor is open.
Wonderful said, Uchi, in fact, the devil is real and he gets in your head. He's roaming the earth left and right, and we see at this time, as we remember what was in the scripture, he would reign for a certain period. Right now he's reigning, then he will be silenced. At this time we know whatever is in that vaccine, never before in our life we have seen such hesitancy to inject a numerous amount of people at the same time. So we are wondering here, with the vaccine, how come you're still being treated with the mask? So there's a lot of confusion going on as to whether you should take it or not. I think it should be a personal decision, but now it's mandated in some places you can lose your job. And now what's happening, the first trial of Nigeria, if you don't have two shots, you can't enter churches. So now the churches, who are supposed to be the stronghold, and to fight against special forces, so someone has their radio on, you can turn it down or put your phone on mute. There's a little disturbance in the background. But also to say, what is going on right now have a lot of people confused. A lot of intelligent people are deciding that they should have their human rights. But we are coming in, this is the last day. The world, as we know, it has changed. Soon there will be something called no human rights. I'm just saying, I don't want to be the prophet of doom and gloom, but we have to wake up and understand what we are facing, what we are up against. And as we know, there have been many experiments where we, the black people, have been the victims, and we, a lot of black people, are still shying away because they know what could possibly happen. We want to see the results of the people
take the vaccine, what's going to happen to them as the vaccine goes through their body before we decide if we want to go yes or no. But for a healthy body, and the disease will not affect, because a healthy body, a body that is alkali, a disease cannot stay in a healthy body. So for those of us who know we have underlying conditions, as Dr. Robinson says, visit your doctor, see what's going on, get a good health practitioner, and get on your herb regimen. This is what I have to say for this evening. Anybody else wish to join in the conversation can do so. Your mics are open. Dr. Robinson, you'll see if anybody else join in. Why is my board?
Yes.
914-79.
Yes, indeed. I just want to say peace and blessings to everyone. I'm glad to hear your conversation, because unfortunately, a lot of people do not see the other side of this COVID situation. They just see it as a disease that is spreading throughout the country, and it's not a reduction of population. They just see it as a natural reduction, you know, because of the virus. But the bottom line is that there's a lot of politics involved with this that is causing, as was said earlier, a reduction in the population, not only in the United States, but in the world. And what needs to happen is people need to start to see what are the ways that we can deal with this instead of victims of this. Because the bottom line is that we do have the power and the ability to turn this around. But the big problem is a lot of us don't believe that those possibilities are even available for us to do anything with that. And that's, you know, a part of the problem. Because, you know, even from dealing with this in a way that hasn't been mentioned since we've been talking about this, is, you know, dealing with this from a spiritual perspective as well. And I feel that when we really come to a clear understanding that, you know, the power of God, and as was mentioned earlier, we know that the power of the devil is there that wants to grasp into the minds of people and cause them to do a lot of demonic and negative things. But also, when you realize your true identity of who you are and what you're capable of doing, you can also turn a lot of negative things around. And I've seen a number of times in coming together in spiritual unity and actually being able to bring about some very positive change. Because in the past, you know, in 2010, we had a big outburst of, you know, gang wars that were going on, and we were able to end those gang wars spiritually as well as physically. And the good thing about it was that, you know, we were able to save a lot of people's lives, children's lives that were in gang wars. So that being a example shows that if you can turn the negative thoughts of these kids around to wanting to kill each other, we can also turn the negative thoughts of these folks around that want to utilize the COVID to kill us as well. But the bottom line is, do you believe that we even have the ability to do anything like that? And most of us don't believe it, because we have not seen results where we could see that we have that ability. But that ability is live and well within us, and we just need to really examine the fact that that is something that we can do. And once we see it from a more spiritual perspective, and it's good, like what you said, to even deal with the holistic health and all of that stuff, because the herbal and the, you know, other means, whether it's acupuncture and many other things that can be done to help to heal people and help to build up their immune systems and things like that, that's an important piece of the puzzle as well. But the other side of it, which can be the icing on the cake, can definitely be us coming together in spiritual unity to end the madness that's going on right now against us.
I thank you so very much, Paula, for your input in our conversation for this evening, understanding where we are as we are placed in this difficult time of a disease that hit the nation. Many people around the world are very stress right now. There are deaths, there's case of families going against each other with decisions, because now we have households that are being separated because of the COVID-19 vaccination. What decision do households make? Because we have cases where husbands and wives are in separate decisions as to who should take the vaccine and how it should affect the families overall. So we are facing other situations whereby we are split in decision against the vaccine on a personal level, because we have husbands and wives now have to decide if they're going to stay with each other based on the fact that these decisions are so drastic that it's bringing differences among couples. Situations that you never thought you have to face before, here you are, because there's a case now to decide for the children's sake, what are you going to do? Because now they want to aim this vaccine at kids, and we are wondering if we should subject our children to such a fate, not knowing as adults if we can handle it, much less for the children's sake, and how it's going to affect them. Because we even hear about the fertility, you know, to consider that subject whereby our young ones may be faced with such a problem. We don't have all the facts, since this is something that is still in its experimental state, and there goes the fear. So at this time, we wonder how divisions have come into families and difficult as to what to do. So here we are faced with another difficult decision whereby just with the family structure, we see here something to disrupt the family unit. Once the family unit is destroyed, all falls down, because we see a case of parents not able to run their houses, their homes. Decisions are being made for home whereby parents are now at the mercy of what the government has to say, and this is the decisions that are final now for your household. Decisions that you may not be happy with, but decisions all the same are decisions. Things that we are faced with presently as to how to cope. We are in a strange place, a strange time, and we have to know it is spiritual warfare. We have to really hold fast and believe and choose our sides carefully as to who we are serving. And be strong. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. For at this time we rest not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, rulers of the darkness of this world. This is what is happening at this time. We have read about it. We have talked about it. We have surveyed it. But yes, we are in Revelation. We are in the Revelation time. This is our reality. Thank God we are alive to see it, but there is decisions that must be made. The church age as we know it is simply over, because pastors are taking bribes to inject their congregation. I know it on a personal form, I know it in an international form, whereby this is something that has been so destructive. But we heard about in the last days, the heart of many will wax cold. So here we are seeing pastors who are supposed to defend you, spiritual men who are supposed to be men of the cloth, men of God, have now turned into common criminals, and they are receiving money to bring in as much as 250 people in church to be vaccinated, whereby if you're having church, you have the social distance, and church can only hold 50. But for the vaccine parade, 250 people could be in attendance at that time. So what is going on? There are lies all around. So what do we expect a population to do or to think? All we can see coming for the very last time is going to be chaos and confusion upon this earth, death and destruction, just as we imagine it would be in the last days. So here we are. We are faced with this time. It's in our face. And there's something that we can do. What we can do, we can hold fast what is right, because a certain decision would come, and we have to know which army are you fighting for. So at this time, we are open for conversation. This is Sadie Gomez of Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, Local 26, coming to you live on the Sunday evening of talk. So Dr. Robinson, I don't know what's wrong with my switchboard, but if there's anybody else wishing to join, you can let open
your mind. Yeah, I want to say also, human production is going to be also effective. Sterilization will happen with these different vaccinations. People will not be able to produce, reproduce as well. So the reproduction systems of the male and the female is affected. They also say that it would reduce sexuality, whereas there would be no, you know, there would be just no feelings at all, psychologically, physiologically. People would be affected, and so the productive system would be affected, so we will see a decrease in baby births as well. So, you know, all this stuff is a part of the methodology that they're using. Like the brother said, we got to stay prayed up. And like Sister Gomez said, you have to choose this day who you're going to serve. No man can serve two masters. And you have to stay prayed up, and you have to believe. Sometimes God put us in these conditions so we can exercise our faith and show our strength and unity. The Bible says, if my people who call by my name will come together and seek him and turn away from wicked ways and pray, and he can heal, he can hear from heaven, and he shall heal the land. So the land needs healing. So definitely we all got to come. We all got to humble ourselves and turn away from wicked ways, because there's wicked ways, like Sister Gomez is saying, in the church. So if there's no example of humanity in the church, where's humanity going to come from? So we have to look at it from all aspects of the demonic evil ways that the devil will come in and use people to do his bidding. And so we have to fight with all forces, and like the brother said, we have to stay prayed up, and we have to keep strong in our faith, and we have to unify in humbleness, unit and love, and togetherness is so important, as we see throughout the history how our people have been affected over the years in society because we have not unified. We as a black people are a great example of divisive behavior that keeps us bonded in slavery and mental disease. So Bob Marley said it's so good. He said it's so simple in understanding. Free yourself, not your neighbor, not your sister, not your brother, not your next door neighbor, not your children. Free yourself of mental slavery. I got to free myself, and everybody else got to free themselves. And then when we get free, we got to open our eyes up and come together in unity and love, and understand that we need one another. There's no big I's and small U's in unification. So, you know, hopefully we all come together. I'm going to open up 332-216. They've been holding on for a while. 332-216, your mic is open. 332-216. She's there. I don't know if she hears us. 332-216, your mic is open.
The land until I send the church.
This other was buried in one and two. Is nothing going on there at all.
Literally for years.
Yes.
And now we have, that's what they do.
We
yes,
have no intention of ever going back.
I think the mic is open, but they don't know they're on the radio.
Exactly. Oh.
Yes,
it's still running.
Yes. 332-216. Your mic is open. 332-216. Your mic is open. 332-216. Your mic is open.
But hey, I'm telling you, that was probably a big reason why the banana industry stopped.
I don't know.
We
just have to go to another caller.
Yes. What's another caller? Because I don't know why my switch was only showing six people. About 5 people. I don't know why.
Well, everyone has spoken. We could open the mics again if you want to have people speak as well.
Let's go to a commercial break.
Okay.
Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California.
I'm Lisa Lay. I'm on payment with NWA, Dr. Dre, and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Fiend, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, The Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good, homie? This your boy, Big D.
It's your folks, Shaking Traps.
This your peach, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Boss Lena.
Your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Mouse.
Yo, what's good? It's the Vic Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hampton.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Gates.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Rick.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folks, GB Cooley.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Size Money.
This your boy, Big Chad Domingo.
Bye-bye. Salute the big dog.
This your boy, Jay Futuristic.
This your folk, Lil Raheem. You did.
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end. Getting blessings. Wise Life Records. And you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the Versatile Child.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted, enlightened, and entertained? Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the state criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrusted into the national spotlight for sitting over James Earl's last appeal for race conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled SAG Pants Equals a SAG Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2 Deep, owner of KFSM Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of The Winning Team. Contact 2 Deep at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call. Join in the conversation hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partner, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Call into 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office, 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11 at gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don, Jr. CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
Fashion is so seductive, live.com. Log on to soseductivelive.com. So Seductive Live has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Tiara Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to soseductivelive.com. I believe in fashion, so Seductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategy, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour booking, and more. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service. How to meet and network with people in other cities. How to make connections with other business owners. And how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success. And experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location. The 365-day radio campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722.
Work. We all live. We in your speakers. And on your mind. On your mind. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. We on time.
Move around. Move around. Move around.
Hey, hey.
Move around. Move around. Move
dangerous times, and you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com. Or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com.
We are back.
Yes, we are back. This is Sadie Gomez of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, Local 26. Our wonderful Sunday evening of chat. We are seeing how the coronavirus, that COVID-19, has affected us in all different forms. But what we know for sure is a precursor of what to come. What is to come, we will not be able to escape it. We will not be able to say no. They will knock our doors, and there we go, because we know why not Markham. It's a serious thing, and it's also written in the book of Revelation. But here we are, and this is a trial run, and have us so confused. We know for sure that all of us will be vaccinated, and at some point, we're going to have a window of opportunity where this has to come to an end, and within that short period of time, we have to know exactly what we are doing, which umbrella we are under, what we are doing to progress ourselves. Also, we have to know that there is going to be at some time in the very near future a food shortage created as well to be in the chaos, because this is how Satan functions. He could only function in chaos. Our God is a God of decency and order. And Satan, of course, is the polar opposite to everything that the Almighty stands for. So here we're going to have a case of food being scarce in the grocery shelves. You go there, there's nothing to buy. You have money in your pocket, nothing to buy. As an organization as powerful as the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, and for the various locals, we ought to start passing this word around, and we have to know the body of people. What are we going to do to secure ourselves in a case of emergency? Well, there's no longer talk of yips, yaps, yaps, and yaps. I can see on a personal level, I have stored food for 1 year. Some of my good friends could probably get a plate. But if the famine or the shortage go on for more than 1 year, what's going to happen? I myself have been more conscious of storing water, because a friend told me, she's an organization, they have a room full of water right now. So here we have as a body of people. Brothers, we are coming together to do what? It's a state of emergency soon. Who's going to protect us? Who's going to protect who? If we don't organize and centralize within this unification, within this Iowa as we know it, what is going to happen? We have to understand in this year dispensation is a different story. It's about survival. All the pettiness have to be put away simply because I don't want to hear nothing from nobody until all the time all you have a room of water. Then there's serious soldiers on the ground. And if nobody have a warehouse of food, I would be the wrong organization. I have food for a year. On a personal level, I have food for a year. But if each and every one of us start thinking more positively as to what we could do. This is a body of people. This is an umbrella to run under. So I would like for us to take our minds on a higher level to understand where we are right now. What is Ethiopian World Federation doing or saying as far as the emergency as to what is happening? Smaller group and organization, even Cherokee Indians have gotten together and know somewhere that blow it in the smoke of the breeze and know their famine is coming. not a real famine created by God, but a food shortage created by man to create chaos because of this very same fact. So we are wondering as ourselves. We are great spiritual-minded people. We ought to elevate ourselves and see what is going to happen in the future and where we stand as a body of people to protect others. We have to create an umbrella so people can run under when the rain falls. The Federation, thank God for the great minds who are in the Federation, understanding that the future of what we have to do. So we are up and alive and we are well. As I told my wonderful sister, Wuleti, who I believe is listening, but she is a little distracted. I tell her she doesn't have to talk, but I'm spreading the word, and this is a woman who knows about the Federation. She told me she was invited 20 years ago, and she explained me a few things. So she knows it's a good thing, but she have not been able to find a local who was functioning in the way that she should see a structure. But of course, that was 20 years ago, and so much has changed right now. She called a few older heads that I know about by name and even from my observation. And at time like now, I boldly told the sister, there's a difference right now. There's a new day dawning for us at the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. I said to her, welcome back to the fold. But I met a brother also last week. These are people who belong to the Ethiopian World Federation because once you join in, you are a member. And, of course, to be an active member, you have to have your financial good standing, which maybe $20 or $100 could bring you up to date for a few years you might have missed. But I'm seeing where people were disenchanted by the very Federation. It is not a place for us to push black people away, but to bring into the fold. And when we bring into the fold, it's a good thing. But let us, after bringing into the fold, elevate ourselves into a state where we could be proud of. Because if 20 years pass, God forbid, and I am still talking this foolishness, I should shoot myself, because in 20 years' time, we should have gone to such a high place where those that we have brought in is now making us proud because of the things that they are doing for the teachings we have left behind. Then I would have known that I have accomplished something along the way. So within the Federation, it's a wonderful place. My main focus really is about the women and children and education. I have a bunch of women signing, but they want to be able to use their expertise to do certain things. These are professional women. These are not women who want to join into a meeting and talk for 1 year and nothing happened. These are movers and turners. These are women who climb mountains and hills and valleys. So we are waiting as women within the Federation to do something. We understand the unification. So I don't know if among the men, you know, we as the mothers and the sisters, we can always come and teach you all how it is to be happy as brothers, because in the sisterhood, we know we have problems, but our problems is not as big as the things that we want to accomplish. There will always be problems. There will always be situations, because in a household, it's very difficult to deal with even two or three children who may have different opinions. But here we are. We are the mothers of the earth. We are the queens of the earth. We are the empresses of the land. And we know how to solve a good problem. It will never be a case where there is no problem. But what we can recommend, let our works be greater and let our light shine brighter than the problems and the negativities that we have among us. There'll always be. And then when they do have it, we are the ones to solve our problem. We're going to run to the police, Babylon. No, we are government. And if we recognize ourselves as that, and we know truly we are that, then we have to solve our own problems. We have a book, a constitution that guides us. There's if certain steps are taken whereby the constitution guides us, we could eliminate many of our problems. In the future, we are guided by the Constitution. We all know that. When we have a problem, we going to solve it. And if you men cannot solve a problem, you can lie to the women. We'll solve it and hand it back to you all. Well done. And because we know how it will go. But let us know that we are a people that it's difficult to be even among each other at times because we are so royal and we are so hasty within our thinking and everything else. But never mind that. It's because we are people of a lot of passion, a lot of love within us. So sometimes emotion boils and bubbles over, but it's only emotion. I, for one, doesn't function within emotions because emotions do not solve problems. Facts solve problems. Emotions take us to all different levels and all different forms of subjective thoughts and nothing comes out of that. So whereby we wish to have results to the very problems we have or situation within the Federation or among brothers and sisters, we know we have to do it within a steady mind, one that is not filled with emotions, but one that is filled with love. Love conquers all things. Take it from me, I can tell you all, because I practice what I preach. Love conquers. Love is a great force upon this earth. So even for those who say they want to hate you, love them. And you can watch how it is so contagious. They will start loving you and don't even understand why. So that is why within the Rastafarian community, and within our black community, we should know to say to each other, one love, and mean it. Why? Because it's one love. I'm sicker yet. One love, brother. For those who are listening today, I feel like I'm Ethiopian because of the new year. But I say, I'm sicker. One love. So, to my brothers and to all my listening audience on this wonderful Sunday evening, this is Sadie Gomez of the Ethiopian World Federation coming to you live. We are talking about the COVID-19 virus and how it has affected us. We have seen not just our health, but our emotions going to be affected as well. We have to understand all those days that they spend chemtrail in the skies. It was part of the design to break us down. So when this disease hit, as it hit now, people were caught unaware and people became sick. It is a sad thing to see, to know that such a thing was actually designed by some very wicked men somewhere in a lab. And here we are facing the music as to what we should do. It's not fair for us. It's not fair at all. But we are here and we are faced with the situation. So your mics are open. Anyone wish to join in? At this time, they can do so. Call 347-880. Your mic is open.
Well, greetings. I appreciate the conversation tonight in a high-level way that everybody's speaking a point to bring something together, way that we can bring more evidence to what we don't do, or what we should do, or what we ought to do to bring more clarity to our people and to the people that is on the phone that we can bring it out. Because when we listen to different news, everybody have a different news that's coming out. And the world are feeding themselves right now, and if they're going to cut out buying the farm, buying the goods from the farm before it's finished, that they don't have to go to give people farm opportunities to really able to manufacture food and do things in the community. We're saying that we want to make a garden in the city for providing food. So if that we was to make a garden in the city, inside or outside, we'll be able to produce 3 month products where that we can give employment to people that don't know about farming, who think that orange come off of the tree, but they don't know where the tree be. They think that is animals and things. So we have to form ways that we gonna use to bring our people together, to bring more people in this diaspora inside of the Federation, that we have more competition and people hold their side in what they believe, not what they think, what they know is the truth and rights of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he said that we must be fruitful and multiply. And only how we're going to do that is if we be strong, carrying out our ways and means committees and trying to do something better than the norms. So we're saying that at this time that we would like to have a better communication with the people that we have now, in getting more people on the board, and we having problems right now. We would like to get rid of some of the problems that we don't. We try to be reasonable with each other. We try to be cooperation with each other. If somebody make a bad point, you can't kick them down because they make a bad point. They might just something that they might be in a great mood. You got to build up each other inside of the house now. So we are looking to bring people together that can cooperate together, not people that make an enemy with each other. Because that enemy me, and that enemy I bring people to make with me. I bring them to make friends and unity. And if in the meantime that I did anything wrong, bring me up because we all can write. And I can write too. And I don't write what I see is wrong with some of the people and them that doing things. So I'm very happy to know that we are here and we're not looking to, everybody have bad moods and bad things that they do and things that they involve with. And if that they're involved with them in the past, we don't want to bring those bad things to the Federation. Let's leave them out and bring the good things to the Federation. The King didn't make the Ethiopian World Federation for us to bring our bad habits around it. He made this to bring our good habits. So we are here trying to get people with good habits. If they're not having good habits, we argue with them for years until they get good habits. But they can't bring back the bad habits. They can't bring back the bad habits they had from before. We got to keep with the good habits and bring more to our people. Because there's a needed commodity right now for us to have the unity. Because the situation going bad, after what I heard Mr. Winborn say tonight, you know, is really getting really worse. And we have to bring more unity of people. We can criticize what each other do, but we have to bring the unity. Because we have the unity, can go on to a higher level foundation. So I'm giving praises to everybody that speak something of unity and want to do something of unity and trying to reach out to each other to bring more unity than the norm. So we are very glad tonight that we have a few people and we want to increase the numbers, but we have to increase the numbers with constructive criticism, not unconstructive criticism. If I'm going to criticize somebody, I'm going to use it on a level where if they criticize me, I'm going to put it back on them. But this is not the conversation that we want to put. We want to do the right thing for the future and show the young people and them that we're doing the right thing. So I'm very glad tonight that I got the opportunity to have a few words. Charles and Mr. Robinson can come on and say some things that bring value to the communication. Thank you.
332-216 is back.
Yes. 332-216, your mic is open. Would you like to join the conversation for tonight? We are speaking of the COVID-19 virus upon the earth right now, how it has affected us at a personal level, on a international level. Would you like to join in, caller? Okay, Cole, if you just want to say hello, good night, you can do so as well. And you can just be listening if you would like to just be listening.
They have to unmute themselves. They're probably on mute.
Okay, no problem. So what we do, Dr. Robinson, if you want to join in, we have a few minutes left. I'm not seeing if the board has more people on. I wish to come on.
Yeah, that 332-216 is there. You call that's in there now.
Yeah, but I think she just wanted to listen or hear who was
called,
on the line.
She called back. She had called back. She wanted to get in.
Okay. Yes, your mic is open. You can speak.
You can hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry because I tried speaking. I called before and I figured there was some code for me to put in. Anyway, I'm so glad that that was a misunderstanding. I didn't realize that you could hear me. I tuned in. It was such an interesting conversation. So enlightening. I mean, it's a little bit scary because now I'm back to thinking things I haven't thought about in a year, like stockpiling and things that the future is certain but uncertain as well. And I'm glad I called in. And it was so nice to meet you, sister. Thank you for all your kindness today. And that was a good conversation that I overheard.
Wonderful meeting you too, sister. As I said to you, nothing happens by accident in my life, but on this spiritual thread, we would encounter each other by spirit within, because knowing that you came out there just by yourself and I left to come to the park just to hold a vibe and walk with an extra portion of food because something told me I'm going to meet a sister. So it was wonderful meeting you, sister, and I wanted to keep this number, keep calling in to this line. And, of course, whenever I see you or I see my sisters, I express love. And I was just telling them about the one love, you know, that's Africa. You know, Africa went them. So we love each other, and we know it in the sisterhood. We always have problems. But, sis, we have to solve problems. And we have to solve problems in a way so productive that we can show the men how well we are moving along solving these problems. Because one day I'm going to boast about how well we have done things. Sisters have been in the hand of the male, and we see what they have done. For 20 years, you have watched the Federation, and you know a background. But I said to you today, sis, it's a new day dawning. It's different, a different captain at the helm of the ship, which I'm proud of. So, sis, welcome back to the fold. And when we see each other again on another personal level, we would talk some more, but I would pass the mic back on to you for you to express a few words of wisdom.
Who, me?
Yes, you, sis. Yes,
so
Empress Willetti.
Get those words out, please. Just good night and one love. How's that? Shalom.
And tell our brothers how well we can sit in peace and quietness and execute matters of great importance.
I hope so, because what I witnessed in the past of their behavior, it was not very encouraging, but tonight sounded like such an intellectual discussion from the brother that I'm really impressed. You know, it wasn't the political self-promotion that I'm used to hearing.
Well, sister, you know, as I said to you, a new day is dawning. Because in the past, we have seen how well we can go around in circles. We can go around in circles. We are perfected going around in circles. We have perfected procrastination. We have perfected certain amount of BS. But at this basis, we have grown gray hair waiting for certain things to happen. But today, a new day is dawning. And our women, we are going to stand very strong. With me at the helm, sister, and this ship is going to sail. And we are going to show them how we are doing certain things. And then we'll encourage them to follow us. But sis, we are not going to stand behind the men and wonder what is going to happen. We are going to move forward within the women auxiliary and be forceful for our little girls. As I said to you, my passion earlier on this evening, we had a conversation in the park. We are not going to sit around for men who are going to go into the parliamentary and to the chair and a whole set of everything else and nothing happened in 20 years. I don't want them kind of women behind me. I want when I say, sister, we're moving forward, we're going 10 foot forward. Yes or no, sis? All right. That's how
you know,
women
if all that you predict or see for the future is true about the last days and cryptocurrency and shortages, we have to worry about the future for our youth, you know. That's what we need to all, men and women, male and female. We're beyond that. No, the future is really in danger for all of us, especially people of color whose, you know, stability and economic stability is not good. So, yes, I hear what you're saying. But, yeah, we're concerned for all the youth and all the future. It's not a good thing for them. It's not a good picture, and we're seeing it, and they're not seeing it. So we have to do something to help them prepare.
Well, sexist. And, you know, being the mothers of the earth and the queens of the earth, we feel the pain of the children more because we're the bearers of the youth. So when we study, what are they going to do while we, the elders, is upon a set of folly? We have 18-year-old children suffering. I don't want the folly. We have little children that are looking at us, young women that are asking, begging for direction, as we had our conversation this evening. And we are the ones, so we are now the elders. So we have no excuse. And if our men are lagging behind, sister, I go 10 foot in front of them. I'm not waiting for them. If they want to stay and have all their deliberations among themselves and 20 more years pass, not on my watch. Because I have enough gray hair.
Well, we'll see, because, you know, there can be a big obstacle if they're not cooperative. But I believe what you're saying, they're different. Things have changed. I mean, we see the future right upon us, right? Everybody sees that what's coming, and we, the elders, will soon be gone. So we can't leave it in such a scary mess for them, because if we can't handle it, how can they?
That's the truth. So at this point, we know there's no more time to waste, but time of productivity, because imagine, look where we are. Who are we going to look forward to? We have to do it in our own self. Formulate and get to that unification, get to that love of sisterhood, to know. We don't have to always agree, because we would not always agree, sister, and we know that too. But for the greater cause, the bigger picture, we put away all egos and pride, which is of the devil. And we follow with a pure heart and clean hands to do the work of the Almighty. You know, because we are the ones have to answer the question. Because when God says, what have you done for me lately? I have a long list to tell him what I have done for him lately. So I don't play around upon this earth. I was sent for a certain purpose, and I've got to play. Because if I wanted to play, I would go lawn tennis or basketball. I don't want to play my life with a serious life. When God say, daughter, what have you done for me lately? I roll out my list. I said, God, here it is. And I want my pay. Because I is one when I work, I like to get pay. So I work in for Jesus. So I never get pay. Because I know I am not upon this earth for folly. And I rebuke all form of folly and destruction. I rebuke it. And I will not be part of any form of folly. And sisters, we continue. I mean, the whole of vibes. We share and we invite other sisters along. We bring and we strengthen our women, our queens, because we're going to win this race. We are going to win this race. And
we have
others waiting on us to pass this battle. So, sister, the time is now and we have no time to waste. And I want to say it's a wonderful thing that vibes we hold today. And may we encourage other women to join with us as we share something positive and we have give things structure. And as I said, sister, one love.
One love, my sister. Good evening.
Right. So thank you for calling in and joining in our conversation. I would pass this mic on to 973-640. Your mic is open.
I mean, we had a wonderful, wonderful conversation. A lot of good information have come out tonight. I had an opportunity to just sit back and listen. And I hope that we said something tonight that will make people think. I hope that we said something tonight that will make people take action and reevaluate themselves and their position and look around and open their eyes and wake up to what's happening, what's going on around us, what's going on in our community, pay attention to the, some of the things on the news, learn how to separate real news from misinformation, because that some of that is still out there. But we just want to encourage everybody to be strong and stay in tune and stay connected to the Federation as we're growing and as we are taking up these issues that we're talking about tonight. So we're not just talking. This is not just talk for us. We are in this game. We're in this battle. We are making a change. We are writing letters. We are having our webinars. We're having our seminars. We're bringing in different speakers. I was on a conference call today with the AU and some of the other players and everybody talking about what's going on and what's happening and how we need to be prepared. So we want to encourage everyone to stay woke, to stay enlightened, to stay informed, continue to be prayerful, continue to be mindful, continue to be grateful, and continue to remember if there ever was a time that we needed to fall back on the scripture, now is that time. For the scripture said, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, and that no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. We're going to have to fall back on these things. We're going to have to understand what they mean, and we're going to have to lean on not to our own understanding, and but lean towards a higher purpose and for a higher understanding if we're going to make it through these very, very serious times that we live in. I encourage everyone. I'm encouraged to hear the words that are coming from everybody. And what we just need to do is continue to be back up on these programs, be back up on these shows so that we can continue to plan, that we can continue to strategize. And hopefully on Sunday nights when we're doing this these programs with Local 26, that we can get word to come in from the Executive Council for the Ethiopian Royal Federation, and they can give us direction or clue us in on what they're doing and what their plans are and how it affects everyone and how Local 26, our local, and the women's auxiliary fit into the overall plan of things. So we encourage everyone to stay tight. Stay strong and keep looking forward. The Federation is rising.
We thank you so very much, Dr. Winborn, and Dr. Winborn being the president of the Ethiopian World Federation of Cooperatives of the executive body. And we thank you so much for your knowledge and your passion that you share with us. And, of course, we are moving forward. We are moving in an upper direction. We are loving it. We know there will be problems along the way, but let us look at the bigger picture. Let us look at our appointment, why we are here, why we were chosen even to sit within the executive council or within the executive body of a local. Our locals are here to encourage, as Priyamba says, we, the black people of the world. We don't have anything else. We are not democratic, republic, all of these things to say we are running after Biden, we are running after Trump. No, this is what we were given, a structure, a constitution by which we, the black people of the world, can come together and understand what we are doing. We know our home, Ethiopia being our home. We know there are troubles in Africa, different parts of Africa, because we have known what colonization has done. We know Africa has always been under the attack. We know for sure Africa is not the poorest country in the world because Africa has all the resources. It's our land. If we remove the white people from Africa and put all the black people back in Africa, we have a happy life. We have all the resources. We have every single thing that you can think about. We have it. And this is a case where we do have to understand the things that we are doing. So at this time, you know, as I say, this is Sadie Gomez of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, Local 26. It's a wonderful Sunday evening as our sisters and brothers have joined in. I saw a caller, 347-737, was on and has dropped so far. This is one of another empress I would like to come on and say something. But at this time, we know there's always another Sunday. If you miss us this Sunday, we are on every Sunday between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Our conversations will always change, but it will always be current as to what we are doing. We would try to invite more of the locals to come on as times go along so they can express what they are doing, particularly of the women, to know what the women are doing. Of course, I like what my brothers are doing as well, but my passion is where it lies. I am going to hold my passion strongly for the women and the children so that we can make a change, because if everyone pick a program or a problem that we would like to solve, we will solve all problems. I know I cannot solve 10 problems. I am just going to pick up 2 and try to be as effective as possible in solving those problems, in executing those matters with the help of my other female strong lioness that I have waiting in the wings. And they know, of course, what time it is. They're also the bearer of children, and they want something better for the youth. Some of them are single parents. We know how that story goes. We even have some male who are single parents. But all the same, the family structure has to be strengthened, because it takes a village to raise a child. So when we think of, oh, this is none of my business, yes, every child upon this earth is our child, our children. Once you see they have that dark chocolate complexion, they belong to us. So what we say, every little nigga upon the earth is ours. That they're ours. So we got to look and protect them, because there's nothing else that we can do at this time being the elders. Because we got to know what have, we got to be proud and stand strong to say what we have done. What we have done. We have the time, we have the opportunity, and we need to unify. We will not always agree, but there are cases whereby we simply do things that we can do for the benefit of others. It's the bigger picture. It's not about me. Sometimes I do things I don't even benefit, but the joy that is in my heart from what I have just done and the blessings I notice coming down the road, it is no big deal, because whenever we do goodness, goodness follow us. So I can truly say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I can stand the show and say this, because it is like putting money in the bank. When you make a deposit, you know you can make a withdrawal. So let us deposit good deeds, sow good seeds, and faint not, so that in that time when we reap, how great will be the harvest. So we continue among the pressure that we are in, because we are pressured as a black people. But for some speakers that went on earlier on this evening, we speak of a spiritual event that is about to happen. Everything that is happening now slowly is connected, that grand big event. And we know what it is when we think of Revelation. We think of good against evil. We got to choose sides. And if within our own self we can't show goodness, how it is we going to survive this? How are we going to survive this? So what we have to do, which we did only a short bit of minute for conversation, if anybody wishes to join in at this time, they can do so for a few seconds. Your mics are open. Okay, so as I continue with this Sunday evening, just 1 minute to wind down. Just like to thank you, each and everyone, for coming out. Of course, Dr. Robinson, thank you so much for helping with the switchboard. Dr. Winburn, always a pleasure to sup with you on a Sunday evening. For great minds think alike, and for all others who came out as well, you know, Brother Ian, thank you so much for your input. Of course, wonderful to hear my sister Uleti, a great Ethiopian indeed, I must say. May the goodness of the Almighty continue to overshadow you and bless you, sister. It cannot be easy upon this earth, because it's never easy, not even for any of us. So for all the callers that came out, I want to be so thankful that we had an interesting 2 hours of talk, and join me again next Sunday evening at 7 p.m. to 9 for another interesting evening of talk. But I don't know if we are talking next Sunday. I believe we're supposed to be in a parade, if that's supposed to be right. We're supposed to be in Harlem. But we'll see what we can do about still keep our conversation. As I said again, this is Sadie Gomez of the Ethiopian World Federation, thanking you so very much as we are about to leave now and say our goodnight.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People go.
People
go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.